Shiloh don't have to go that way. And brothers and sisters, in the environment of Adventism today, if you understand and are experienced in present truth, chances are when you interact in your church experience, there's going to be tests and trials. That's the trouble that you're going to be paralleling from Gideon's reasoning. He was going to remove those troubles. And there's even some implications about financing here. Continuing on. The Lord was not pleased with this arrangement, for it was contrary to the order which he had established. It was an assumption of authority on the part of Gideon which proved disastrous to himself and to all Israel. God designs that his people shall place a high estimate upon every provision for their salvation. He desires them to appreciate his great mercy and condescension and to manifest gratitude and zeal proportionate to the value of the great gift of the Son of God. But we are disposed to shun sacrifice and self-denial for our eternal interest, while we readily devote time and strength to seeking temporal advantage. Thus, our conduct too often shows that we place a higher estimate upon earthly things than upon heavenly treasure. Brothers and sisters, out of the passage for a moment. Some of the church families that we may be attending requires sacrifice and self-denial to interact in that experience. And we, as human beings, are disposed to shun that if we can find an easier way out. But this passage says that God designs that we place a high estimate upon every provision for our salvation. And one of the provisions in the story of Gideon is that before he is portrayed as receiving the latter rain and carrying the loud cry message to the world, is that he first had to tear down the altar of Baal in his father's house. And Sister White emphasizes that it was of great importance that this came first. This is one of the provisions. And this provision makes sound prophetic sense when we realize that the 144,000 are going to be those that have an experience of struggling with the Laodicean church. Back to the passage. It is the work of God's true people to advance His glory in the earth, which would be His character. Through connection with Him, they will be imbued with divine wisdom, which will lead them to place a right estimate upon eternal things. The Lord desired His people to go up to